With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton.
What do we want?
Zero waste.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Zero waste.
When do we want it?
Now.
With the smokestack of Maryland's largest trash-burning incinerator in the background, dozens of protesters held a rally on Friday in South Baltimore's Carroll Park to demand either a shutdown or stronger pollution controls on the Bresco waste-to-energy plant. The activists gave speeches and waved signs beneath a banner that read, "Burning trash is not clean energy." That's a reference to a 2011 state law that gives the 33-year-old incinerator, operated by the Wheelabrator Company on contract for the city, millions of dollars in tax breaks as a source of allegedly green energy like solar or wind. 7 years ago, the city approved a 10-year contract with Wheelabrator to burn 200,000 tons of municipal garbage per year, with the ash dumped in the city's Quarantine Road landfill. That contract runs out in 3 years. And City Councilman Ed Reisinger, who represents South Baltimore, was among those who spoke out Friday against continuing the contract because of all the air pollution released by the incinerator.
We don't want any more incinerators in the city of Baltimore. If I had a magic wand, I'd close Bresco down tomorrow.
Leah Kelly, an attorney for the Environmental Integrity Project, pointed out that the incinerator releases more than 1,000 tons per year of nitrogen oxide, or NOx, air pollution. It contributes to smog and fine particle pollution in a city with high rates of asthma.
The Bresco incinerator emits more NOx pollution for the amount of energy and steam that it generates than any of Maryland's coal plants and Maryland's other trash incinerator. In addition, between 2006 and 2016, all but one of these other energy sources dramatically reduced their NOx emissions rates, but Bresco's stayed the same.
To bring down those pollution levels, the Maryland Department of the Environment is proposing regulations that would reduce permitted nitrogen oxide emissions from the Bresco incinerator by 20%. The state agency held a public hearing on the proposal after the rally, speaking out in favor of the Baltimore incinerator and a newer facility in Montgomery County was a trade group that represents the industry. Here's Ted Michaels, president of the Energy Recovery Council.
Both of these facilities are clean, renewable, efficient, and economical forms of energy production, which has long proven to be an effective means of managing post-recycled waste in the state.
But several local residents disputed this, arguing that any plant, like Bresco, that releases higher rates of brain-damaging mercury and lead air pollution than coal-fired power plants should not be called clean. A better solution, many argue, would be for Baltimore to render its contract with the incinerator unnecessary by reducing its waste stream through more aggressive recycling and composting. This is the case made by Marvin Hayes, who runs the Baltimore Compost Collective. For the last 2 years, he's employed young people to collect food waste and transform it into fertilizer used in urban farming at the Filbert Street Garden in South Baltimore.
I'm telling people, learn so we don't have to burn. Not only can we create a better environment, but we can create jobs for you, for ex-offenders.
Composting, because a rind is a terrible thing to waste. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Able Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.